COVID is going to be with us for a while, and how that impacts us is largely going to be dependent on the behavior of the public and how people continue to respond to important public health messaging and vaccinate to protect themselves.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we check back in with the Albany County Health Commissioner, Dr. Elizabeth Whalen, who says it might be a few years before we've totally kicked COVID-19. The other day, President Biden announced a major plan to rein in the coronavirus as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. He's mandating all federal employees and private employers with more than 100 workers require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or receive weekly tests. He also pressed for vaccines in schools and for large gatherings like sporting events and concerts, and laid the groundwork for a booster shot campaign. I spoke with Elizabeth Whalen, the Albany County Health Commissioner, on Tuesday. Thank you for being here. And what did you think of the president's latest plan that he laid out last week?
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me today. So I think that the six-point plan that was laid out by President Biden is really in keeping with a lot of the public health work that we have been doing throughout the pandemic, and particularly since we've had the availability of vaccines. So we know it's going to be important to try to continue to find people that have not yet been vaccinated, make sure that they're provided with the appropriate education, and hopefully convincing more people to get vaccinated. And we're also preparing to undertake boosters once that has been authorized by the FDA.
In Albany County, about 65% of people are fully vaccinated at this point. Given the fact that the vaccine has been now widely available and free since the spring, how do you reach that final one-third of the population that just hasn't done it yet?
Well, I think the numbers in terms of those over 18 that have had first dose are above 80% at this point. So that is good. But yes, we still do need to reach other people. And that has been throughout the time of vaccination, and particularly this summer, working with tons of community partners, working with local leaders, getting out to community events, getting to where people, you know, live, work, and play to try to make those conversations happen. The work is a lot more time intensive and a lower yield than it was in the beginning when we were really having thousands of people ready to sign up on a particular day. But we know this work continues to be important, and we do have a continued commitment to providing that within Albany County.
There's been this theory repeated in especially some hotspot areas of the country that the pandemic has now moved to a phase where it's really a pandemic of the unvaccinated, because people who have had the shots are receiving, you know, either asymptomatic cases or very mild symptoms. Does that track with what you're seeing in Albany County?
So, you know, I do think that our most serious outcomes are in those that are unvaccinated. And for that reason, it is really important that we get the message out that vaccine does confer a protection towards hospitalization and death. That is something that we continue to work with in the public. We do see that. We are starting to see more cases of breakthrough infections, and that is infections in people that are fully vaccinated. But by and large, those cases are milder than in those that are unvaccinated. And of particular concern, we are seeing more severe cases in unvaccinated younger individuals, which is certainly something that we want to be able to avoid.
What's your feeling about booster shots, the need for them and the rollout of them?
So I think, you know, we're waiting to hear more from the FDA and from the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices before we can move forward with that. I know we have seen in the literature that there is some waning immunity over time, and that, you know, that is the genesis behind why booster shots would be necessary. But we need to wait and get that final sign-off, which has not yet occurred. so, you know, some people are going to their doctors or to their places where vaccinations occur and asking for these booster shots. It's important for people to know booster shots have not yet been authorized. What has been authorized is a third dose for a specific group of immune compromised individuals. Those are people who are, say, getting active treatment for cancer or are on immunosuppressive drugs or have other mitigating concerns that would necessitate a third dose.
I want to ask you a bit about the fall season. As students and teachers have returned to classrooms, people are starting to think about holiday plans and travel. And given the fact that the CDC is recommending mask wearing indoors, where there are groups of large people, you know, many local governments have gone back to remote meetings and so on. In a way, it does feel a lot like 2020 as we speak here in the end of 2021. If I'm listening to this conversation right now and I'm trying to think, hey, you know, I want to have my family over for Thanksgiving this November, should people wait to make those kinds of plans based on COVID alone right now?
Well, you know, I think one thing that we are learning is that COVID is evolving and changing, and that, of course, is a concern. But, you know, where we stand right now, if you know that you are going to be in gatherings with a fully vaccinated group of individuals, and most people will have this awareness if it is a family gathering that they're talking about going to, I think that there's a lot less concern for those type of gatherings than there would be for larger gatherings where there are individuals who may be at risk or unvaccinated.
So to extrapolate from what you've just said, then, it's a good idea, in your opinion, for large events like, you know, concerts and sporting events to require a proof of a vaccination or a negative test?
I think that those are very helpful practices. And I think that they do give a level of, you know, protection for people to know that the event that they are going into is with other unvaccinated individuals. So I do think that that is important.
Based on what you've seen in other parts of the country where the COVID pandemic has really spiked a second time or a third time in some cases, do you worry about what the winter months will look like in our neck of the woods here in the Northeast?
Well, you know, we are always in the fall looking at how our respiratory season is going to pan out. And there's a lot of unknowns with that. You know, we don't know yet what the flu season is going to be like. And we are keeping a very close eye on COVID in particular, the Delta variant and other new variants that can be emerging. So, yes, I am definitely concerned, but this is something that, you know, by my job, I do every single fall. So I think, you know, right now, what I would, again, you know, ensure that I share with people is the importance around getting vaccines for COVID and for flu, so that you can do the best you can to protect yourself and your family, and also to consider the other appropriate mitigation efforts like wearing a mask in indoor settings, in crowded outdoor settings, and hand washing and social distancing.
Given your position in the county, are there other public health concerns that you have right now that are not related to the pandemic that maybe aren't getting the attention that you wish they were?
Yeah, I think that there have been a lot of concerns that have come out of isolation that people have faced within COVID, in particular mental health concerns. I do think they are getting some attention, but I think they are very important for us to continue to focus on, particularly children and how this has affected them. So I think that, you know, those are certainly public health effects that we have been following. You know, we are also looking at, you know, in Albany County, increases in gun violence, and that is a public health concern as well. So these, you know, the pandemic has definitely shown additional light on other things that we do pay attention to from a public health perspective, but that have also become crises during these times.
If I'm listening to this right now and I, you know, I've taken the public health measures seriously during COVID. Let's say, you know, I'm in decent health. I've gotten the vaccine. I'm wearing a mask when I go to the grocery store. Are there other things that I should be doing to help control either the spread of COVID or the potential of infection here as we speak, you know, on the onset of fall?
Well, again, I think it's important for people to consider getting a flu vaccine, and the flu vaccine is now available, and it can certainly help against additional respiratory illness during the season. And I think, you know, it's important for people that have been vaccinated to, you know, try to see what they can do to, within their individual communities, improve vaccination rates. There has been a terrible pandemic of misinformation, and the, you know, the politics around COVID have been one of the biggest surprises to me. This is not a political disease. It is a public health disease. It is a virus, and it is something that we need to get control over. So I think having those conversations is helpful towards all of us getting to a better place of peace where we can feel united in this important public health fight.
Why do you think that's the case?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question. I think that there are a lot of answers to that. I think that, people always have questions around science. It's not new. We've had people in the past that have been anti-vaxxers. We've had many public health initiatives, such as fluoridation of the water, be thwarted by people who are advancing misinformation. And so this is nothing new. I think it is definitely part of human nature, but I think that when you have leadership, and in particular, political leaders who are advancing misinformation, it becomes heightened. And I think that that is something that happened early on, and it's something that we're still trying to combat and to deal with.
When will we know that the pandemic is over?
Another good question. So, you know, I mean, I think COVID is going to be with us for a while, and how that impacts us is largely going to be dependent on the behavior of the public and how people continue to respond to important public health messaging and vaccinate to protect themselves. So I don't have a crystal ball through this whole thing. I have thought that it was going to be a lot longer than we originally thought, and I still think that we have a few years left in figuring out how we can control this. It's challenging. It is very challenging. And of course, I realize this disruption has been unprecedented on many levels for many people. But I do think that, you know, that's going to be something that we're very focused on. And, you know, with the advancement of things like mandates, hopefully we will be able to increase the vaccination rates so that we can get to the point where we are talking about the end of the pandemic.
Dr. Elizabeth Whalen is Albany County Health Commissioner. Thanks as always for your time, and I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Stay well. Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WIMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.